Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 110 of Trusty Hogs, the podcast where we tell you about our perfect lives. I'm Catherine Bohart. This is Helen Bauer. I've decided this week to stop being such a fucking moan bag, and I'm going to stop and recognize the fact that I'm perhaps not the only woman in the world to have moved house, and I'm bringing positive vibes.
Through the fog, step forth the Trusty Hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them, or maybe they won't. That's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the Trusty Hogs. Trust the Trusty Hogs, or maybe not.
What we have just observed, surprising to Helen, is that I have a manly wallet, which you were surprised by.
But it's my dad's. This is every dad and
uncle's
wallet. Yes,
my dad's
wallet.
Too. But can I say for why?
Okay, if right.
Can I tell you why?
Describe it for the listeners.
Okay, so it's black and leather, and it's just a basic wallet with loads and loads and loads of space for cards, because I love a loyalty card. I have my Boots card, my British Heart Foundation card, my blood donation card, my Nectar card. As you know, I once lost my Nectar card and that was devastating. My point is that I've got one for all of my local coffee shops that are not digitalized. My point is that I love my cards and I want to have somewhere to put them. And it's inexplicable to me that women's purses don't have places for me to have
mine
a system.
Does. They
I'll
do.
Bet you it doesn't have enough. And then it'll have that shitty little coin thing, like as if we're using coin and it's not 2023.
I have coins.
Oh, yours is nice, but look, it's too big. It's too long.
No, because it can fit my whole passport in it.
You can't put that in a jacket pocket.
In it.
Why? Then you lose your passport and your money?
Wait for it. 40 euros. Stamps.
I should probably take that. Because I'm Irish.
I've got a fortune. Throw a fortune cookie.
For Jesus Christ.
Like, I've got everything you could ever want in here.
No, cards. I don't want all the pockets for the nonsense. I want card
House
space.
House of Colours. It's a nail place.
Why are you carrying around your passport and you lose and that on your purse?
It's my only ID. And then cashy.
What? That's your only ID?
Yeah.
Oh my God, get a provisional license, please.
Oh, the green one.
Or a travel card. Anything.
No, this will do.
Yeah, but if you lose... Oh, okay. Good luck to you.
If I lose it, I'll get a new one.
Well, best luck writing to somebody in fucking Swansea or whatever the hell the policy is in this country for that.
No, you're just jealous because I've got 40 euro.
I am.
I'm international.
I've just been to Ireland and I have a story for you.
Go.
Okay, so...
with your wallet. Did you go with your wallet?
I went with my wallet. Of course I did. So I unexpectedly got booked late for this show called The Two Johnnies, of course, because Ireland. And...
Wait, like, is it... Like Johnny
two lads called Johnny. Okay. One of them's called Johnny Smacks and one of them's called Johnny B. And you just go on and talk to them. Honest to God, I was like, of course. It's in a pub, right? They don't have a green room. They don't have a TV unit.
This is
it's
a
just
Cork
like
accent.
A proper, yeah, it's just like a proper, in a pub, right?
I'm Johnny, he's Johnny too.
Johnny and Johnny B, get
Let's
it right.
Let's throw eggs at each other's heads and see who cries first.
So, honestly, kind of. And they were so nice though. Unlike, like they can't do like American bravado of like male podcasters. You meet them and they're still like, how are you, Catherine? You're all right? You got everything you need? Like, they're so polite and nice. Anyway, so I go in and to get my hair makeup done, and it's done in this hotel room that I'm staying in, which is really nice. And these two women arrive, and one of them went to my school, and I've had her do my hair before.
Oh,
and my makeup before.
Lush.
Yeah, she's heaven on a stick. And may I say, Irish women are just amazing makeup artists. Honestly, I've never had bad makeup in Ireland. And sometimes here, well, I've never really had, but you know what I mean? Like, they're just, oh, it's so, Irish women are not, they've not been convinced into this narrative that I think a lot of English people do have, which is that, like, you should look like yourself or natural. Irish women are like, we couldn't give a fuck if you look like yourself. What you want to look is hot.
But can you see how, for an English makeup artist, us putting the amount of makeup that you want on your face feels like appropriation covering your freckles? So we panic because we're like, we can't cover the freckles because then we're offensive.
Yeah, you're right.
Whereas you want to be made up like the Rose of Tralee.
Truly. And they did me. Oh, God, I was Dublin for the evening. It was lovely. So...
please tell me you got on, like, and they also came in with the fashion and it was one of those dancing Irish, like, dresses.
No.
Have you seen those ones, you know, where their backs are really straight but their legs are losing their minds?
Yeah, absolutely. I do.
Those dresses are insane.
Yep. So, these two women come in and they're just so funny. Irish women are so funny. And they come in and they are doing my makeup and I was saying I get, like, a little bit of Botox, like, baby Botox, but I can't get much more than that because... my girlfriend hates it. And they were like, does she notice? Can you not just not tell her? And I was like, huh? Honest to God, if I dye my eyebrows while Ellen's out of the house, she comes back and is like, do we lie to each other now?
Do you dye your eyebrows?
Do I tint them, yeah. But she's genuinely like, do I know you at all? Like, the world has spun out from its axis. Like, I guess everything's all changed. She, like, notices everything.
Also, you can't let your girlfriend dictate what poison you put in your face.
No, listen, I agree. But also my point is this, is that, like, a woman notices, right? What it transpires is men apparently don't notice.
No.
Because one of these women was like, I've got my lips done, didn't tell my husband. Got my Botox done, didn't tell my husband. Honestly, tomorrow I'm getting a new chin. I'm not telling him. I said, what? She was like...
shaving down or implant?
Filler.
Sick.
And I was like, he'll notice. No, he won't. She got a new chin and didn't tell her husband. What are men doing? Where are they looking? Is it like when we pirouette and they just, like, pick a place to spot and they, like...
Isn't that a compliment to men and, like, an advocacy for straight people to be like, it's great, do whatever you want, they won't give a fuck?
But I think
that's a benefit.
It's not that they don't give a fuck. It's that they didn't even notice. Then I told Charlie this and Charlie was like, once I got a fringe and this dude didn't even notice. A whole fringe. I'm like, what are you talking about? It was crazy. But then the other woman was like, oh, I don't get any Botox anymore because I've had an awful experience with Botox because I didn't know this could happen. My eyebrows dropped. So she had this, like, constant...
I didn't know this.
And the other one was like, yes.
Come on, you've seen it, though, it's just dropped down.
Sunken. Then the other one was like, oh, yeah, I got Klingons, which I didn't know was a thing where you can get, like, Klingons? This, like, pinched look up here. So now I'm terrified. Anyway, then I was like, what do you mean you got your eyebrows dropped? It was her first time getting Botox, and she got it for her brother's wedding. It kicked in the morning of. Her eyebrows are just sinking, sinking, sinking. The night before, she started to notice, so she tried to sleep upside down with her head off the bed like a bat.
This happens in Modern Family when Jay gets Botox for anyone who...
No way! Yeah. Well, then she did the most Irish thing. Oh, I just did what I always do, like, which I just thought... I just had some antihistamines because that usually fixes everything.
True.
And it's such an Irish reaction to be like, that'll dissolve Botox. But it didn't. It didn't work. So what I'm saying to you is I love Irish women and their honesty and their truth. And I don't know if they wanted me to talk about it on the podcast, but there you have it.
You went straight
I've
in.
I've not named them.
You've not named them.
I've not named them.
I think it's fine.
I didn't name them.
Well, so you're praising them.
Don't listen to this. Come on.
Maybe they do. Maybe that's the one thing
that'd be a shock. That'd be a shock.
Was a show fun to record, though?
It was really fun. It was like a bunch of ga teenagers, which if you don't know what that means, is like GAA, is like local Irish sports. Like 19-year-old boys, all of whom, by the way, oh my God, I didn't realise the Irish youth had been so affected by Paul Mescal. But like every one of them with the tight shave, mullet, the chain. We were doing it before, but it has escalated. And it was a bit like, oh God, these boys would have bullied me when I was in school. But I had a lovely time and I only told three stories that I'm ashamed of.
So you go, it's like a chat show with teenagers playing sports.
No, they're like watching, but they're standing right beside you while you're interviewed by these two Johnnies. Helen, I went up to that's why I brought up the makeup artist. I went into them and they were like, just FYI, there's no dressing room. There's only the top of the pub. So just so you know, don't sit in any of the chairs. They're all broken and there is a ham cutter. I said,
I saw this on your Instagram.
And I was like, of course. Welcome to Ireland. Never change.
Okay, thank you to Ireland. That was the Irish section of the podcast.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Parish announcements over.
That is...
And how's your week been?
Yeah, good. Not like that.
You might want to put us on 0.5 speed. I've just come back from home.
Yay! We love it when Catherine goes to Ireland and comes back.
Yeah.
It's a whirlwind of emotions.
I actually feel great for it.
I went home yesterday.
I didn't see my family. Go on. Well, not, shout out to my family. I love them.
I didn't see my family. Shout out to my family. I love you too. Yeah, shout out to our families. No, I washed it this morning.
Thank you very much.
I got up early and I washed it and I dried it with a hairdryer.
So
not
brave.
Just by the air. Thank you.
Very
and
nice.
I put in... like that, like heat resistant spray.
It looks lovely.
Because I take care of myself now.
But last night you were in Aldershot?
Aldershot. Fleet? Not Fleet, Aldershot. But it was close enough to get all the prickles up my spine. I was like, it's fine. No one's going to, it's all chill. Like, my friends don't live there. They've all seen the show in London. Like who's it going to be? Who's it going to be?
Yeah.
And then like a message comes in from Facebook. I live opposite your mum. The guy that's putting out the chairs is your mother, Anne. She gets a lot of books out the library. I work there sometimes.
Oh, God.
Like, it's just layers, layers. And then it's like 50% of the audience are on stage and I'm like, give me a cheer if you know me or my mother personally. And it's just like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to kill myself. But it was actually really fun.
Oh, good, because that can go one of two ways.
And then afterwards, I was like, genuine, the lights were so bright. I was at the West End Centre. Amazing venue, check it out. You're there.
Good, glad to hear
Slay.
It. Oh my God, I am, and actually, may I say, Aldershot have been actually buying tickets, like, properly. Thank you so much. I was having a look at... I don't know.
Do you think that's my shout out for you at the end of your plug saying I want Hampshire girlies to go see
Genuinely
Catherine?
Genuinely, maybe. But also, do you know something? I forgot this part of touring, which is that they send you a weekly email of who likes you.
Monday morning.
Yeah. And it's and Aldershot are big. I have beef, apparently, with Coventry, but I didn't know that. And Swindon don't seem to love Catherine.
Really?
But always good to know. Edinburgh, Aldershot on my side.
That's really
And
sweet.
Thank you to you.
Thank you, Aldershotty.
Oh, and Norwich. Such loyalists. God bless them. I love them. Loyalists isn't the word I meant. And I will take it back.
Up the raw.
No. Also, that's the opposite.
Oh, is it?
It's
Royalist, do you mean to say? I think you misspoke.
Nope.
No, it's okay.
Loyal
don't feel
to the
don't
crown
be embarrassed.
The union.
Don't be embarrassed.
Oh, good God.
But I went to Aldershotty.
I can't wait till you're in your podcast phase about Northern Ireland. I
Me
wish you'd
neither.
Something.
I cannot wait to find out about that. Mm-hmm. The best part was there was like a lot of like friends' parents in the audience, but I didn't know until afterwards.
Right.
And like all normal. And then one of them, my friend Sophia growing up, like an absolute angel. I love her so much. And we used to live together. We've traveled together. And her mum and dad were there. And her mum and dad like love them. And he was like, I remember your first... on stage performance.
What?
And I was like, oh, it's got to be the Anne Bauer. Like, it's got to be something. Like, I don't know, like Anne Bauer or like a school play.
Yeah.
But Sophia was a year below me. So I was like, I don't know. Like, and I was like, oh, okay. And he was like, ballet. And I was like, okay, huh? I have a feeling I know where this is going. So my immediate response was, oh, did I shit myself? Because I always feel like I hear so many stories of myself when I was younger and it usually involves me shitting myself. And
Why
everyone being like, oh, fucking
story?
Helen shit herself again. Because I just, when I was growing up, there was a lot of stories of like, oh, look, there's Helen, she shits herself. So I was like, oh God.
Right.
But then he was like, no, it was the best thing I've ever seen. So we were,
oh God,
there's videos of me
else.
And Sophia doing ballet when we're younger. I'm already like 5'7" and
sure.
I'm like 4.
Yeah.
She's normal height, but we won't let go of each other's hands because we're like glued
Aww.
Together. She's a very shy little girl. And then it was the two of us like jumping, but every time I jump, I like yank her up and then she lands and she pulls me down.
Like a seesaw.
And it's ridiculous. But so the first ever ballet performance we did was like the parents could come in at the end of the class and watch.
Of course.
And we were all like little like girly, all lined up with our little leotards
yeah.
on. Like little
You
weebles.
In a full-size adult.
Me in a full-size adult large.
Yeah.
Put all the other four-year-olds in a four-year-old's outfit. And me like looks like I've been really held back. It's genuinely
that
humiliating. I'm genuinely being traumatised, disgusting.
Can I just
now.
Say, if it's any consolation, I once played a fairy in a age 7 play, but I did ballet and I did modern dance, and so everybody else was tiny. I was kind of a round child, and they all wore these little pink leotards with their wings, and I wore my modern dance leotard, which was full arm, full leg, lilac. So I was just purple. I was just a
these
blueberry.
Moments that fuck you
so,
up for life.
Listen, don't worry about it.
Yeah, but imagine that being round, a different outfit, but also 2 foot higher than everyone else.
Yeah.
But then again, you had the red hair and the freckles.
Yeah,
so
and I was
work out which one's more minging.
I was tall. I just like stopped growing at 12.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Everyone told me that. They were like, you're just going to be tall for it and then you're going to stop.
Yeah.
And I just kept on going.
Yeah,
so then we were all lined up and we were like, had to like run across and do some jumps. And as he was telling it, I was like, I remember hearing the story. And like, we were like running, we could do one leap. And I obviously completely fuck my leap. I go up, I land on my bum.
Oh, poor baby.
Immediately, like all the parents are watching, eyes fill up with water. And apparently in one move, and he says the most impressive thing he's ever seen to this day, I stood up, ran and slid under my mum's chair and spent the rest of the class under there like cowering, crying.
Oh, no.
Refusing to come out. I was like, no, it's okay, it's not bad. I was like, I fucked it, I ruined my entire life. Like, just screaming in pain.
Poor little Helen. Poor little Helen.
And it was only one fall.
That's tough.
It's bad. And then I, because I thought my first school play experience or like on stage was when Lucy Parker fucking fainted on me during Jack and the Beanstalk.
I'm so sorry.
It's been really tough. It's a miracle I still get on stage.
I just remembered I also played a raindrop where we had to wear blue, like those blue postal bags as raindrops in The Gingerbread Man? Question mark. God, the mad
shit. What's the story of The Gingerbread Man with
raindrops?
Listen,
the stuff that counts as like plays.
I know.
All of mine were written by this one teacher in our school who saw herself as a playwright.
She's a confident lady and we respect her for it.
She used to give us essay titles when we were 11. No, we were nine, third class. And they were titled like Red. Brothers. And you're like, what?
But those are like, is that like Red? The stimulus to write an essay for creative writing? Mm. Yeah, we had a class like that.
But she had too many notes. Do you know what I mean? You're like, you said Red. I don't know what to talk to you about. Like,
shout out Mrs. Rafferty from the English department, year 7, Courtmore School.
Shout out to Mrs. Ryan.
Shout out Mrs. Rafferty. She, one lesson was like we're doing creative writing. We all had to eat a lemon sherbet and like write down the experience.
Behave. That was so
that was
Mrs.
our
Ryan.
Creative writing lesson.
That's amazing. Mrs. Ryan would have done that, but for the fact that we'd have enjoyed the sherbets too much. So she wasn't interested in that.
What sort of kid enjoys a sherbet too much?
This is the kind of woman who
like
would have
like a lemon sherbet.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Who's going
but
like,
there's a
oh,
chance.
Brilliant.
There's a chance.
My favourite. I haven't had these since Michaelmas last. Like...
Well, there's a chance we would have liked it, so she wouldn't have done it. She used to write limericks whenever somebody left staff. And the staff were, like, it was always, like, such, they were so shady. Like, she was just a...
So, like, someone would quit and she'd be like, 'tis a poem day for me.
Yeah, basically. She was an intense woman.
I've got one more thing to tell you.
Oh, sorry, go on.
Before we bring on our guest. Number one, lovely gig in Birmingham. Thank you so much for everyone to coming. Guildford, you need to learn how to just relax and enjoy yourself more.
Oh, really? Uptight in Guildford?
Like, I think everyone who went probably had a nice time.
G-Live?
Yeah, go on, Andrew's got something to say.
I was going to say, did you get told by the tech not to talk to them? Because apparently Marcus Birdman talked to them very early and they just were like, don't talk to us.
Oh, obviously, so, they did not tell me
you
that.
And Marcus have the same audience, I assume. All the girlies out for Marcus, all the girlies out for you.
But several people have said to me that the tech man has now been warned as part of like the setup to tell the comedians not to talk to them.
Oh, he was definitely like, this is a rough, everyone dies in this room. And I was like, I've heard about this.
What?
But at the end, he was like, that's the best I've ever seen as a response. And I was like, that is so depressing for everyone who has come
really?
Before or after.
Wait,
me.
I have questions.
It was fine.
Is this the G-Live small room?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I have to say this. Here's the problem. If a tech man told me not to talk to an audience, I'd be like, don't tell me what the fuck.
Yeah, he didn't tell me what to do. Like, I did it. They were fine. It's just like Birmingham. Oh, shout out to Hebe and, oh my God, what was her name? I met two of the nicest listeners. And Hebe and Becca. Shout out to Hebe and Becca in Birmingham. And this is my other thing I have to tell you. You'll never believe what happened after we left here last week. So do you remember last week? We finished an episode with Nish. And you were, I think, chilling here and doing some work, right,
and
you
then
guys?
And I was going to do my corporate.
And then you were going to your corporate. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go to Foyles and sit and like read my book and have dinner, okay? Mm. I went to Foyles. Sitting and reading, and for my dinner I get a sausage roll and a salad, but one of those fancy sausage rolls with like pork and chorizo and a knife
Stunning.
And fork. And as I'm eating, I'm like, oh my God, there's something in my nose. And I was like, oh God, I need to blow my nose. So I was like blowing it. I was like, something really hard there. And I was like, it's gonna be like a hard bit of sausage or something. So I'm blowing and blowing, and people looking at the tables either side of me.
Why would a hard bit of sausage be in your nose?
Like, I don't know. I was just like losing my mind, what's that? And I was like, oh, I've lost my mind. It must be a bogey or something. And I'm blowing my nose and nothing's coming out.
I don't want this story.
It's pure dry. I must, because it's actually medical. It's actually medical. It's actually medical.
Okay, but can you give the listeners some like maybe like a pause to be like, this sounds like a nice story. Obviously,
it's a nice story because I did it on stage the next night in Birmingham and I tried it in Guildford and
but
everyone was like,
they weren't eating, Helen. And these people might be eating listening to this podcast.
Well, stop eating.
Okay,
idiots.
Go on.
Jesus Christ, Hogs.
Okay, so.
And blah, 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 blah. Nothing. So I'm like, okay, so I tell the man next to me, he's already looking at me like, oh, what the fuck's wrong with this thing? And I was like, can you watch my stuff? I'm going to go get a tea. I go up to get a tea. I come back. I sneeze and I look into the tissue.
No, Helen, I don't want to know.
And there's a big chunk of sausage. I knew it. But I'm telling you now, it did not enter my nose nasally. And I know that because, like, how would I do that? Like, eating it and then I suck up sausage and then it goes past, like, you know, the barrier. Like the part, hello, please someone. And then you're that thing there on your nose, the bridge. Which means that when I was eating it, I must have somehow breathed or snorted backwards, taken it up the back passage. Because you know when like people like remove phlegm from their throat and it goes down from their nose, down the back of their throat. I did that with a reversey with a bit of chorizo up through my nose and it was stuck there and it was ever so awful. But just to let you know, I have spoken to a medical professional about it from the audience in Birmingham and someone who works in a maternity unit in the audience in Guildford, and it does happen and it's nothing to be concerned about. So if you do sneeze out food, no stress. It's a PSA. And I'm not going back to foils again. I'm never going back to foils. Because now I'm the girl that like sneezed up a sausage.
All right, fine.
Have you ever done that?
Fine. If this is my life, if this is our podcast, if this is what you want it to be.
But I understand.
No, hang on. What size was it?
The size of the bit of sausage?
Yeah.
I'd say like if you got a 2p coin and rolled it up, it'd be that size.
And do you think it was chorizo or sausage meat?
It was porky, but there was a bit of chorizo. There was definitely a tang to it. Like,
do you think, anybody saw you sneeze it up?
Yep.
Are you proud of yourself?
No, but I'm proud that I'm willing to share the story.
Do you want me to ask anything else about your disgusting story?
Yes.
Do you think you'd still eat sausage rolls again?
I did the next day, yeah.
Okay.
It's a wonderful source of protein.
I don't know if you remember, but before you left the studio, you're like, yeah, I'm going to foil. It's just a bit of a luxury treat.
So that's what it was. That's the worst thing. For anyone who doesn't know, I mean, everyone who lives in London knows, it's this big foils and they've got a cafe and it's just full of people who are just sitting there and reading and they're so studious. And I was there like blowing
trying
nothing.
To have a nice, and then peaceful time.
It's the wrong place to sneeze. If I did that in the Greggs near me, I'd be absolutely fine. If anything, they'd be like, don't worry, love, happens every day. I live in Doncaster.
Yeah,
surprise.
Say, where do you live?
Donny. You know when you're eating and you sneeze and it's like an absolute cacophony of like everything you've just eaten? Have you ever sneezed whilst with food in your mouth? Okay, M just said, nay. You never... Yeah, thank you, Andrew. And it's like, oh my God, but this was like later after like, yeah.
I hate you.
I love you. Also, I've watched Lord of the Rings, but we'll talk about that on the extras. It's ever so good. Have you heard of it?
I have heard of it.
Yeah.
I saw your Instagram story being like, lol, it's an actual ring. And that really made me
Can
laugh.
Can you believe
the
it,
literal
though?
Ring.
Actual ring. They all want to be the lord of it.
Oh my.
Like, it's not a metaphor. That is so dumb, isn't it?
Like, it does when you say it like that. You're like, oh, it should obviously just be the name of a gay porno. Yeah. But it's not. It's like they're properly going to go look for that
thing. It's like literally millions of lads being like, oh, what about God. The ring? And it's like, okay, Hans.
Have you been to Claire's Accessories?
Yeah, but to go accessorize.
Do you know what I mean?
So cheap.
Oh, my God.
So it's not even like, it's not nice of a ring. It's a bit bulky. If you
yeah,
ask me.
I agree. Yeah. But listen, right now I need to go and wash my eyes out after that disgusting story.
Well, should we bring on our guests?
Yeah, I suppose so. Please, welcome to the podcast,
Sam Campbell! Oh, we've got a sketch prepared for you.
Oh, God.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to the plugging section. Do not skip! Do not skip it. On March 2nd next year, I will be doing my show one last time at the Earth in Hackney.
Pretty
cool.
It's
a massive venue. It's like 700 seaters. And when you go on the ticket link to buy a ticket, which you must, please, it's going to be so much fun. I'm going to be doing a split bill with Olga Cox. So she'll be doing an hour. I'll be doing an hour. We're going to design some cocktails. It's going to be the ultimate night out. Please join us. Tickets are available now.
We are all coming to Leicester on the 10th of February. So you can see Every Single Hog as a solo stand-up. And you can also see Trusty Hogs live, starting at 12:30 with Helen's show. Then I'm on at 2 o'clock at Duffy's. Then Catherine's at 3:30, so you can see us all back to back. Then there's a bit of a gap until Trusty Hogs live at 9:45. I'm also doing a work in progress at 8:30, but prioritise those first four because that'll be your big day out.
Yeah.
10th of February, Leicester Comedy Festival.
Hydrate on that day.
Yes, yeah.
Hello, it's Catherine. Also, please don't skip this. I know it's promo and it's boring, but here I am. I'm going on tour with a show called Again with Feelings. And my tour is going to be in London Soho Theatre for 2 weeks in March. And then I'm going to Brighton, Aldershot, Edinburgh, Glasgow, York, Newcastle, Norwich, Winchester, Cambridge, Oxford, Bath, Birmingham, Manchester, Leeds, Liverpool, Sheffield, Exeter, Corsham, Bristol, Coventry, Guildford, Portsmouth, Swindon, Dublin, and again in London. In October, I'm doing a big date at Bloomsbury Theatre. My point is, I'm trying my best. I'm coming to lots of places. I'd love to see you there. I think the show's pretty damn good.
And shout out to all the Hampshire girlies. Please go see Catherine in Pompey and in Aldershot, as we call it, and support her. I want her to love Hampshire as much as I do.
And Winchester. Winchester's in Hampshire, isn't it?
I don't count it.
Why am I doing so many dates
Thank
in
Winchester? Thank you so much.
In Hampshire?
Because it's a gorgeous county.
Welcome, Sam Campbell, and your creepy head!
Yay!
Hi, you brought your Taskmaster trophy.
He's a champion! Finally, a winner in the office amongst all these fucking losers. Look at the state of all of you. Andrew, a loser, lives with his parents. Em, absolutely fucking chucking her life away. Who knows what her plan is? Catherine, God, you know, they come over here, but she'll always end up on the Emerald Isle. And me, doing my best. And now a winner.
Thanks so much for having me. And can I just say that I think that you are the two most beautiful women in the world.
You can't say that. You can't say that because you mustn't lie. You mustn't lie.
Honestly, sometimes I do walk down the street and I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty good. Like, people think I'm average, but like sometimes you see the absolute state of people and I'm like...
No, I hate my profile. I'm like front on, whatever. But then profile, I'm like, no thanks.
No, I'm really fit in profile because I've got a really flat face with just a nose. Like I've always said.
You got a lot of stuff.
No, I've
eyes,
got a bad...
Eyes, mouth, ears.
But I have a bad skin to feature ratio. I'm more
this
skin
so
than
confusing.
I am feature.
What are you
really?
Oh. Everybody's more skin than feature.
No, babies.
Some people have more feature than skin. Some people have very little skin.
How are they putting that all on their face?
Just these huge nostrils.
Angelina Jolie, feature.
Yeah, huge, yeah, featureful.
She's got lots of skin on there.
Big lips. Big eyes, beautiful nose.
Sorry, is your metric whether or not you're Angelina Jolie? Because that's going to be a hard start to the morning every morning for most of us.
It's me versus Angelina Jolie each morning.
Who's hotter, Sam? Say.
Sorry?
Say.
Out of hotter? Jolie and Helen?
Yeah.
I mean, they're both pretty good.
Wouldn't chuck either of them out of bed.
No. I'd chuck them into the bed. Oh, well, I'd say, can you go? Do you want to, are you prepared to be thrown into there? And yeah,
are you prepared to be? Is that your sexy version of consent? Are you prepared to be thrown?
Are you prepared,
into
prepared
the bed?
To be thrown into this? Into this? Well, I don't sleep in a bed. I sleep in a humidity crib. But.
Well, do you know what that is?
I just
okay,
need to
no,
be
we're
a,
not doing this today, Sam.
I
Campbell.
Need to be plugged in.
What's a humidity crib?
No, you must ignore, no. We're going to get to know the real Sam.
Really? Oh, wow. Yeah.
That is him. He sleeps in a humidity crib. Listen.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't, and he's a nice boy, and he pretends not to be.
I know I've always
First
thought.
First question.
Yes. Oh. Hello. Oh.
What the hell kind of age are you?
I'm 32.
We guessed, and I went 17.
Jesus.
I said my age, which is 32.
Yeah, we're 32.
You're 32, both of you.
Catherine's not.
I know I'm not. Yes, I know.
All the way up.
I'm older. All the way up, I'm 35.
The big 40.
I should start saying I'm 40. I'd look incredible for 40. Okay. What do you do in your spare time?
What? How are you interviewing someone?
We're going to find
we
out.
We write sketches.
My spare time at the moment or...
Yeah.
I mean, I live near the sea, so I really try to... Not hold council, but I do try and see the ocean almost every day.
Mm. Gee, that's so nice. Did you get, were you
just
raised
to be around
by
it? I know I raised near the rainforest, but then was drawn to the sea at around, as a teen and got around the sea in a huge way as a teenager.
Right. Which rainforest?
See the CNT you were
no, seeing? I saw it, but when I, you know, that's when I became sort of attached.
Mm-hmm. Which rainforest?
I'm from the Tablelands, so the Atherton Tablelands in Queensland.
I don't know.
Do you know Lake Eacham? Is any of this? Do you know any of this? Is any of this scared? Is
we
any
know
of
about
this?
Ayers Rock.
Well, I wouldn't call it that. I'd call it Uluru.
Uluru. That's what I'd call it too, actually.
Is it? Roll the tape back.
Roll it back.
I'm going to Brisbane, and that's where you're from, right?
I sort of am, yeah, yeah. I was around there for like, you know, 3 years, but a big 3 years. Mm. Sometimes you're like, well, sorry?
Why big?
Those are just very formative times.
What year? What age were you?
Oh, good question. I reckon I was in Brisbane from 17 to 21. 4 years. Roller tape. Take it.
The virginity is.
Andrew, come on. Let's do this. Andrew, get a clue. What is wrong? He's smacked out. He's on drugs.
Do you have an exercise regime?
He used to be so, and people like, Andrew, no, he's clean. Is he, though?
Wouldn't you love it?
Just because you don't see him do it doesn't mean he's not doing it.
This is why we don't have a camera on Andrew anymore, because he's so gacked up. He's
gacked up to the
M's injecting between his toes. I don't know what that fucking
he used to be such a sweet guy wearing nice pastels, and now he's wearing leather jackets. He thinks he's all that.
Gack finds you. Gack finds you. And I
saw a huge syringe in his bag.
So you know a lot about drugs, huh?
I was rifling through his bag and this huge syringe.
Winners can do that kind of thing. What's your exercise regime?
Oh,
what is this interview?
Now I knew this.
I want to ask Sam Campbell questions that Sam Campbell has not planned for or been asked before. Here we are. Drop the skincare regime. Tell us what you're doing for exercise.
I do run on a treadmill.
Do you? Yeah. At the gym?
Yeah, I live in a building that has a gym and I run in there.
Nice.
Yeah. For a while the lights weren't working, I was running in complete darkness.
Oh my God.
That's fun.
What do you get up to? I've always loved running, and I read this book. What's that book? What I talk about when I talk about running?
Run, Fat Boy, Run.
No, that's a movie.
But based off a book.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, it's not, obviously.
What,
not.
What is that movie, by the way? Oh, God, I decided to get into running.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
And I think he falls in love.
Oh, really?
Wait, you read a book called What We Talk About When We Talk About Running.
What I think about when I think about running. What is that? It's
What I Talk About When I Talk About Running by Murakami.
Yeah, that's a really nice book.
Wow. I love Murakami. What age were you when you read that?
Sorry?
What age were you when you read that?
Oh, wow. You're obsessed with like my stats, and I'm really prepared to reveal them to you.
Great.
I was probably around 19 or something, I think.
Okay, and what distances are you running?
Oh, sorry?
What distances are you running?
I don't want to sound like I'm someone who thinks he's like this really amazing guy.
You're holding your Taskmaster trophy on your lap.
Oh my. You know, I just went to the Taskmaster rap party.
Nice. How was it?
Faux pas central. Oh, Catherine.
Tell us more.
So I arrived, first star to arrive. It's all just crew and people like that. No offense. And no, I got along with them. They're great. But I'm hanging around and I'm like, oh, I don't know. And there's a door list, the list. And I'm like, I'll do the door. Ended up doing it for an hour and a half.
No, you didn't.
That's too long
so
for fun. A bit.
And I'm drawing love hearts around. Do you know John Thode? He's the head of Avalon.
Yeah.
I'm drawing love hearts around his name. Yeah, whatever. Just,
of course, sure.
And he arrives. I didn't know what he looks like. So he goes, yeah, John. I go, oh, yeah. So, and he looks at the same time as me, clocks the love hearts and looks at me like, what's going on?
Oh, God.
Go, oh, make your way in, my gentleman.
My sweet angel.
And then I did shots and everyone is having so much fun and everyone is there, these insanely huge stars.
Are you a big drinker?
Sorry? I go through waves. I'm not so much. And I only planned to have one and get out of there. I had stuff the next day, but I ended up sticking around shots and there was the mic was still set up. So I didn't stand that. I don't know why. I thought it'd be so funny. And I've done it before. I did it at my friend's 30th.
Oh, crap.
And I was like, turn off the music. And I did a set. It went horribly then. And I don't know why. It was crazy.
I've never seen you die. I'd love to see it.
It started really well. Okay, so first I do my joke. It kills!
What is it? Tell us.
I'm on fire. Do you want me to do it?
Well, you brought it up.
I'll do it.
You don't
have make us
to.
Beg for your
Do it.
This is kind of the ending. Pretend you haven't heard that much.
Okay.
Can we bleep?
Yeah.
This is a good idea.
Is this the one about your Okay, I do know it.
So bleep and then and we'll do the joke so it still works because those are really important parts. Is that okay? Am I allowed to ask these guys to bleep?
Yeah. Okay,
great.
He's got to keep that.
You can
have
to the crew.
The man needs to make his money for his gag.
I'm so worried about Andrew. He's such a bright kid and that spark's just gone.
I know.
For Belling the benefit of the listener.
Yeah, he's giggling like and going to warehouse parties. Yeah, let's party. Let's have fun.
Yeah. Awful. Awful.
So oh, Andrew, you mustn't go to a warehouse party. Those boys will eat you alive. No, don't. No, 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 not in a good way. No.
Be careful of this chemsex stuff, seriously.
Really? But that orgasm will send you to a different place.
Be careful of these otters. They're no good. No, they are. They're good.
Otters are actually very difficult creatures. They're very loud.
And that's a gay sex category.
Yes, I understand that. But also just as a general PSA, if you go to the zoo, avoid the otters if you've got sensory problems.
How did Sam find out about otters?
And they reek as well.
Which one are we talking about?
Don't get me started. You put your face next thing, it's going to be sweet. And the next thing you know, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Put some sausage in my nose and let's be done with it. As a callback to earlier. You missed it. It was brilliant.
Helen blew her nose after eating a sausage roll, and sausage came out of her nose.
Took a while. I had to sneeze for it to come out.
You know, Helen and I filmed something recently.
I'm so sorry.
And she was so many takes are unusable because of some of the sounds she's making over other actors talking. I think you made the decision early on that your character had like nasal problems.
I did.
So someone will be doing like and I was like, that sounds great, but so someone will be doing an amazing take where they're like, oh my god, I can't believe it. And we're just like, this thing retching.
I thought it'd be funny because I was playing a sound person to have respiratory problems, which I stand by.
It is such a good choice.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it was tricky after day one. I made myself very sick by the end of that.
You sort of leap off the screen, by the way. You're an amazing actor.
Yeah, I'm sure I do.
You are serious.
No, she actually is. Yeah. I agree. But what did... No, you tell us...
You can't say that joke.
Tell us your joke, Sam.
Oh, okay. So my uncle, he drinks a lot of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He gets that real, he gets that coffee breath. I'm serious. We went on a camping trip. He blew up my air mattress. It was like sleeping on a tiramisu.
No!
And that killed.
That went really well.
What happened?
It was downhill from there.
Then I did the Anne Frank joke. Silence.
Helen would have loved it.
I would have loved it.
And if you want to hear that one, sign up to the Patreon.
No, but what distances are you running?
Yeah.
Could you imagine if our Patreon was just really, really offensive jokes?
Why won't you tell me how far you run?
I've been working up to it, and I'm not like a, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, and I also think you should run with music sometimes, and other times don't have the music.
Oh, interesting.
Because in life, you're not going to have, you know, you've got to be...
I guess that's true.
You run alone with your thoughts? That's fucked up.
It's very stressful to do that. Yeah. I find that hard.
Well, life begins on the edge of the comfort zone.
Is that in the book?
Sorry?
Is that in the book?
No, the book's good. The book is really nice.
Every Murakami book is good, but it is like always breakdown adjacent.
Can I guess? I think you have longer distance energy.
Yeah. I think
the build for it.
I try and do a lot to 10K.
Every time you run, you go 10K?
Not every time, but that's how I try to keep that as like...
As your stop.
Either side.
What time are you doing a 10K in?
I don't really do the times. I don't look at the time. I couldn't tell you what it is. I
think
I'm
with someone who's like...
No, I just
run with my thoughts and no watch is like, they do it in 45 minutes. Can you stop spilling the tea, please?
Or let go of your trophy.
You guys are so jealous of me. It's horrible. Just, this is a really sick industry. Just people are so resentful.
I'm sorry, I'm not a good drinker, but that was embarrassing.
Nice trophy. It's just awful. It's so horrible.
I'm just proud of you.
Are you allowed to?
That's why we can never have a union. Just no one has each other's backs.
Yeah, it's true.
I thought we were.
Didn't they have a very effective strike in the States?
Yeah. No, but I mean for comedians. Those are writers.
I'll tell you what it'll be. We'll unionise and we'll say we want like healthcare, and then someone will do a gig for nothing and it'll be all for now.
Yeah, it's true. I would do that gig. Who books it?
We'll get
Here's my
question. I hate when you show up to a gig and then they're like, oh yeah, thanks so much for doing this. And you're like, it's a charity gig.
You're right. No one ever says thank you when they're paying you. They're just like, get in there.
Yeah.
Get on.
And the worst, sometimes I think I'm doing the charity gig and I'll come on and I'll say, what a great night. What a great cause. And it's a normal night.
You're the cause. That's nice. Are you allowed to talk about what you were filming?
I don't know how much we're just filming. It was sort of a pilot and Helen was in it and just...
That you wrote?
She shone. Yeah, I did write it. Yeah, nice. It was hard to write. But
it's so difficult.
It was so funny, the script. And there was such a nice crew and I had lovely food on set every day.
What did you have to eat?
Every morning, sausage sandwich bap. every morning without fail.
Whoa, and sometimes, a good set.
Sometimes I had that and a croissant as well, because I'd come in and like my hair and makeup was, I'd say, minimal. They were like, we don't need to do much with you, you're flawless.
Yeah.
So I was just like,
they said, oh, you've already been done.
Yeah.
Oh, I just woke up.
Angelina Jolie's in here.
Ah, every day. It was so silly. But I just ate the whole time.
Nice.
And then got in a car and went home. And even though I wasn't running, I had headphones in. Because I'm not going to be alone in my own thoughts for even a second.
No, really? I won't be either.
Yeah.
Because like, if I, right, so even when I'm walking fast and I have headphones in, I hear my breathing and it's just upsetting.
Yeah.
Like the idea of running and be able to hear that is like, honestly, freaks me out. Like, because I'm a heavy breather. We know that. But like sometimes I'm
Andrew's not into this. The only thing he's hearing is his neighbor's dog. Yes, kill everyone. Kill everyone. He's doing drugs. He's staying up for 3 days at a time. He's a drug addict.
It's really upsetting.
I was going to say, the thing I hear is my feet get pounding against the ground. When I got headphones in, I just hear like the sound like reverberating through my body. Yeah.
Don't you love that? Don't you feel like you're in an ad for Adidas? The beat of the feet, the smell, the taste of the breath.
Maybe I should be saying it.
You are a runner.
The smell of the gack.
You should just put like gack on the end of a stick for me and I can sort of run towards
That would be nice.
What does gack look like?
I don't know, but if you had something on a stick over the front of your face, dangling down, Sam, to make you run faster, what would the thing have to be for you to run after it?
Oh, really? Mm. What am I? Okay. No. So this is a physical object.
Yeah. That you're trying to get to.
An external hard drive?
Do you not have one?
No, I do. I just love backing up files.
Oh, okay. No.
About to say, we could take you to Curry's right now and you're about to lose your
That was a
mind.
Dangerous one, because if that swings off and into your face, that's a heavy hitter.
That's a
dent.
Yeah.
That's a broken nose.
Yeah, maybe they should make soft ones.
I'd have a mirror of myself.
A soft one.
Oh, really?
Constantly and you'd be striving towards being yourself, me. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, I want to be my authentic self so bad.
That's how much I want to be my authentic self.
I want to be pure.
I want to be her. What would you run towards, Catherine?
Probably food. It's usually food
with
me.
What sort of food he would like? Because it's hard when you're
And you also love overalls.
I guess I do love overalls. I've never noticed that about myself before. Yeah.
That's a nice observation.
Helen recently observed that in order to dress up as me properly, she'd have to wear a Peter Pan collar. And I was like, what? And then for the next 4 days, I was like, fuck. Every time I got dressed. I guess I like overalls and Peter Pan collars.
You love your collars. Do you know what a Peter Pan collar
is? You've got an amazing style. No.
Okay.
That's nice.
So it's when ladies wear like a big collar.
I know
like
they have buttons all the other different kinds of ways.
Like they're a baby. And it looks like a bib, but they're being sexy. Sexy baby.
Oh, these are sort of adult baby people. Yeah, I did that for a while. Not for me.
Right, but to go back to what you're saying about sleeping in a humidity cribby, was it?
Humidity crib.
Humidity crib.
What's a humidity crib?
I think that's what they put babies who are too small in so that they grow.
Oh!
You mean an incubator?
That's what I was thinking.
Imagine a baby that was like, okay, we're just thinking, what is? Imagine the smallest one, but it's not sick. How nice that would be.
Australians are crazy. So it's an incubator. Nice. A humidity cribby.
Yeah, it is.
When I watched the first time I watched a documentary on adult babies, I was enchanted by the sleeping in a crib thing. I was like, I get that. Like being like caved in and all full size, but you can see through it. Because my fear is, I like
the
idea of a four poster bed,
but I don't want
to have curtains because then I'll get Christmas caroled and I'm not going through that again.
I don't think the phrase is caved in.
Caved in on all four sides.
You know, if you caved in on all four sides, you'd be imploding.
Oh, I don't want that.
No, you mustn't.
Well, like imploding. Are you
on the dating apps?
I'm just thinking about these caved in. Do you like the back of babies' heads are sort of, they've got that weird.
Oh, that's really sad.
The
fontanelle.
That.
No, that's good.
No, it's not
It's good.
Look, feel it.
Wait, hold on. That's your fontanelle. Wait, where is it?
The flat part there.
You're so lucky she just washed her hair today. You are so lucky.
Literally hours ago. Now that.
It's pretty warm.
I'm underdeveloped.
Right, because it's about a close. When they're born, they have this mushy, like this kind of.
Yeah.
And get a tech. It's like a little bowl in their head. Seriously.
You're supposed to not touch it.
And no, the smell of it is apparently one of the best.
It's intoxicating stuff.
Yeah.
It's intoxicating stuff. Yeah. Good God.
I smell Catherine's and she falls asleep. Sometimes.
Really? No, but I think Catherine's would be healed up nicely. She's
we kept
wickedly
it nice and mushy with sweet by heart. We kept it mushy.
What was your favourite part of Taskmaster? Okay.
Oh,
say the fontanelle and we can keep talking about it.
I'm trying to think. I really liked, sort of the camaraderie of. Well, I was staying at the same hotel as Susan Wacoma and Lucy Beaumont, who are on the show, and hanging out with those guys.
Do you film it all at once? Great.
You do, like, all this stuff in this house. And then I'd just gotten back from Australia. So the next day we did the Taskmaster Studios and I was zonked out like crazy. I didn't know what was going on. And I was like...
Do you think that added or detracted from your vibe?
I don't know. I was... During it, I just eventually had to let go of that. Do you get that? I was very kind of like... So, you know, one episode, I'd be like, oh, that was pretty good. And the next one, I'd be like, oh, that was awful. I'm horrible. I've got to quit. And then... I just didn't want to be putting that out there and doing that, so I just kind of let go a bit, and that felt good.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
I've never let go.
Because they got your back on that show. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it can be hard to let go.
Yeah.
But you can't fully let go. Some of these people have fully let go.
Like,
it's just awful. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, but you know what I mean? You do need inhibitions. And
I can't tell that you're gacked up right now, Andrew, if that helps.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can we perform our sketch now, please?
Yeah, let's hear the sketch.
You practice a sketch? Mm-hmm. You're both looking at me, but I feel like you guys...
How did I forget this?
Sam, you looked at me like, mm-hmm.
Can we just have a quick counsel?
Sidebar?
You don't remember this. We practiced it every day for like 2 weeks.
Just remind me of the first line.
What do you mean? What do you mean you practice a sketch every day for 2 weeks? For me?
I don't. You do the punchline, so I don't remember it either. Okay, so it's like, you're like, oh, I'm meeting.
I guess I can hear you, so it's kind of tricky. I guess I'll just keep talking over you. Mm. We asked Sam if he wanted to
Okay.
On the table.
Okay, Catherine.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
I think I know it. I can't quite remember.
Oh, I scratched myself and now I'm bleeding.
I can't help you with that.
And
what blood type are you? This is like a question. What blood type?
I'm an O positive.
Are you really?
Yeah. You?
Oh, wow. I actually, and this is rare, don't have any of this stuff.
That's...
You've got no blood?
Yeah.
That's a man who's scared of needles and doesn't want to donate blood.
I got no blood.
I'm out of it, actually. Thank you.
I'm a sex...
I've got sort of ink, like a pen or an octopus.
Like that bit in Finding Nemo, when the little jellyfish goes, oh, you guys, you made me ink. And he's just ink everywhere. So silly.
What type are you, Nemo? Helen?
Yeah, I do like Finding Nemo.
Yeah, it's really good, isn't it?
Are you guys not donating blood? You don't know your blood type.
No, I smoke. I mustn't.
You can't give it if you smoke?
Mm-hmm.
What's your excuse?
For donating blood? Yeah, I don't know. Is my I should do it. I'll give you some blood if you want. How much do you want, Catherine? How much of my blood do you need?
It's enough.
Catherine Bohart wants my blood.
What's that thing where?
How are you? Like, well, Catherine Bohart wants my blood, so I must be doing something right.
You could do that needling your face and put blood in of a younger person.
Oh yeah, that's intense. That guy, yeah.
Have we experimented with animal blood and putting animal blood in us?
Many times.
What are we going to do?
No, not yet. Yes. Still time.
Could be a bit of pig's blood.
Oh, no. Not Bacon Hagen. Oh, no.
You
ate
so
small.
Much cow for lunch. You're a wild
Not really. Not really. That was just a bit of beef. Just a bit of beef for lunch. Just a bit of beefy for lunchy. A lovely beef sandwich for the young lady, please.
I'm ready for my sketch now. I'm ready for my sketch.
Okay.
I feel there's another part of it that I'm forgetting. But that's
we'll
okay.
We'll find
isn't
it as
yeah,
we go.
Yeah.
We'll find it because I don't remember.
I'm one of the great fortune tellers, palm readers. Ooh. I can read your palm and tell anyone's fortune.
Ooh. Please, sir, tell me what my fortune will be.
Futurama, Zoidberg. Sorry, I'm reading. That's not part of it. Start again. Sorry.
Okay.
Start again. What is this? You're professional.
No, but it can be better because
you're professional performers. You can't just start again in a live. Okay. You're both professional performers. You cannot start again from a live performance in the midst of it.
It's not a live performance.
They can cut this up. They can bleep this
stuff.
Don't
you dare bleep. This is a live performance.
Ah, the great Cambini. I've heard incredible things. May you read my fortune?
Why, of course, Helen.
Ah. There's glitter on my hand.
I see some kind of stone.
Oh, my God. A gravestone? Oh, is that
I say that. You say a diamond. I'm going to get married. Start again.
No!
Okay,
one more time.
You get one more go. I'll hold the trophy.
No.
Come on. You guys need to focus.
Did you see that? The look in her eye. She was like Gollum. She's like,
oh my God. And I get that reference now.
Yeah, I get it.
I get it. As of this week, I get it.
My precious.
Oh, she just watched the Lord
You know,
Rings.
He had another character, Gollum. There was Gollum, Smeagol, and there was one other guy he would do called Mark, but he was just a bit boring. He'd be like, hello.
You know what? I'll say this. Gollum's got many layers to him, and I don't think he's a baddie.
He doesn't have many layers. He wears butter loincloth.
And it slips. Oh, absolutely frothing at the bit on the sofa. Sunil walks in. Pause it. 1 hour 33 and 37.
You see Gollum's nutsack. My precious.
Very similar to the Crazy Frog, probably the same animator. Carry on.
Yeah, I don't know if he was meant to be a frog. There's a lot of stuff online about that.
The Crazy Frog, I got
People said that. Like, people like, it's this, have you seen this frog? But he's not really a frog. I think he's an alien.
Axel F. He's a singer.
Yeah, yeah. Huh? I think the frog.
Gollum.
His name is Smeagol. People called him Gollum because of the noise he was making in his throat.
Truly, you just
that.
Watched it and I can't care. So, come on. Are we getting a sketch or what?
I think I look like Arwen.
Three, two, one, action.
Huh. The great Cambini. I've heard amazing things. Would you read my fortune?
Helen Bauer, 32 years old. I believe you had sort of some sort of beef sandwich for lunch.
I thought beef bagel.
Beef bagel, yes. I had a vision of this, yes. Hmm. And this is your...
This is my hand.
Oh, I see some sort of stone.
Oh, my God. A diamond? I'm getting engaged?
No, it's a gravestone. You're going to die.
Was that it?
There was something else to it.
There was something else that was really good.
Wait, that's the whole
From
thing?
Being too beautiful.
That was it. Okay, so I would go like... Oh,
we're doing it one more time.
One more.
We've got it.
Give her
We've
another
got
take.
It. What I've done. Another what take. I've got.
Give her another
no.
take. I feel like I'm going to
Yes, one more, one more.
Okay,
go.
One more.
Fine.
Of what cause?
But you do, hey, listen.
You go when, and hey. You go when,
no,
and then I say...
I understand, I get it. Hey,
I go when, and then you say,
no,
what's
I understand.
Look at me, the two of you. Do not fuck it up.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, RuPaul.
Here goes everything. So imagine I'm in sort of whatever.
I can see a tent around you. But there's a tent. Okay, ready? Oh, the fair. The great
Camperia. The fair. Afternoon.
The great Cambini. I've heard amazing things. May you read my fortune.
Of course. Helena Bauer. 32 years of age. Best newcomer nominee.
2019.
Oh, yes. Interesting. Oh, wait. No, of course. Yes. I see some sort of stone.
A diamond? I'm getting engaged.
It's a gravestone. You're going to die.
Of what cause?
No, you've... You've got to say when.
You can't have another go.
Can we go from there? Can we go from there? Because I did mess it
up. You can pick it up, but that is it.
We're not picking it up. We're not picking it up. The bearded lady. See the bearded lady.
What a day at the funfair. Tis Kent 2023.
Come and see the lobster boy.
The lobster boy was marvellous. What a day at the fair it was. Ah! The great Cambini tent. God. Good sir, read my fortune if you will.
Ah, yes. Helena Bauer.
How do you know my name?
You live with Sunil.
How?
Let's do a thick sort of a review and it comes out of there. You can add a sound for that later, right?
Yes.
Or like a fairy noise, like
Oh, interesting. Yes.
Yes.
I see some sort of stone.
A stone? A diamond? Oh my God, I'm getting engaged.
It's a gravestone. You're going to die.
When?
Today.
Of what cause?
Let me just check the fine print. From being too beautiful.
You fucked that end line.
That was all right. That was good.
That was all right. That was my favorite pose at the moment.
Hold on.
No.
From being too beautiful.
It's nice. It's good stuff.
Catherine, do you want your fortune?
No, thank you. I genuinely practiced that a lot.
And it was really smooth a month ago, but it has been a while, and that's not on either of us.
May I say?
I think there was another part as well. That
no, that was it.
No.
Was that it? I think there was something else.
Do you improv it until we find it?
No. May I say that?
We were doing it standing usually. I think this is what threw us off.
May I say?
Yeah.
When you gave me the intel that you were going to do a sketch that you'd practiced, you said it like you'd practiced a sketch.
We had written
a sketch for me. You were like, we've written you a sketch.
Well, we wanted to perform it for you.
But Catherine, if you could go back in time and say three words to your 15-year-old self, what would they be?
Don't date men. What about you, Sam?
Well, I think I have to defend my bloody guys. So we got some good guys.
Which ones? Do you want to date them?
Lance Armstrong.
What would you say to your 15-year-old self? What was your 15-year-old self like? Did you have long hair?
Wow, I feel like I wasn't really switched on yet. I hadn't been activated. Do you know what I mean? I was just like walking around.
Were you a stoner?
I honestly would always walk. There were some rocks near the house where I lived, and I would just walk on those rocks and think about who knows what. And my parents would be like looking out at me like, what's going on there? Let's talk weaponizing
grief. Oh, my grandfather's in hospital, and he was, but like, oh, I need to leave early.
Yeah.
Like, I can't show up. I'm grieving. Like, make people invite me to their birthday parties because my grandparents died. Like, oh, constantly. Mm. Yeah, all the time.
Are you usually a very honest person?
No.
No, not you.
No.
I have my moments. No, I don't know. Yeah.
Do you ever
do stuff like that? Are you ever like, you're like, well, what am I up to here?
Yeah. We all look back at our younger selves and go, like, what was the plan with that?
Yeah.
Oh, like, I think I make bad decisions all the time still.
Yeah. And you put them under the microscope?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yep, I'm trash. Turns
up. I bury them down. And then I wait for the day before my period to bring them all up and then get Sunil to bring me biscuits while I cry and shame eat.
And how's your cycle?
Yeah, good actually, regular as fuck.
Is that a question you read? Like, how do you talk to women about their periods?
How regular is your cycle?
And how is your cycle? Question mark.
I've got a pamphlet.
You can't be like, how's your vag? So you have to be like, how's your...
Is your womb lining shedding smoothly?
How about this Orlando Bloom? It's quite an old pamphlet.
Regulus! Yeah. As I know him now.
Yes, you do.
The one ring to rule them all. Did you hear what's so silly? It's literally about a ring, which is just ridiculous to start with. There's literally like 10 rings, but they're all like freaking out this one, but there's like 9 others and no one's talking about it apart from in the beginning. It's mental. I'm a Lord of the Rings fan now. Okay, guys, let's do a problem. You ready to do a problem?
Wait, yeah, before we do.
Oh, but I was...
Sam? What kind of advice giver are you? Because we're going to give advice. So what kind of advice? Would you say people come to you for advice often?
No.
No.
This would be a first for me.
Yeah. You've never given any advice? Even career advice?
I don't think so.
Even running advice?
Not really. If someone says, how have you been? Is that advice? No, that's just a question.
That's a question and response, isn't it?
I think I need to make the question simpler. Have you ever had a conversation?
Yeah.
And in that, has anyone been
people at the shops and stuff like that.
Here's what's going on with me, and then you've proffered some.
Have you ever given unsolicited advice, and you can, you can see on their face.
Yes, she has.
I'll give you your notes.
But you know, it's like, you know what I think you should do, and you can just see on their face. They're like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you? So you would say you're like an unsolicited bad.
I think I've maybe chosen bad moments, but I'm keen to. I'll give it a crack with this kind of stuff. Yeah, with some trustees.
Okay.
Some trustees.
Well, let's try it with the trustees.
We call them hogs.
They're actually called hogs.
Doggies.
So
I'm sorry. I'd like to.
Catherine.
Fabulous. This is a problem from R.
Hi R.
Hope it's not R. Kelly.
That'd be so random.
It's not.
It's not.
Hi, Hogs.
Hi.
I'm a big fan of the podcast, but I'm going through some legal issues at the moment.
Perfect. We've got that.
I was joking. It was R. Kelly. It's not.
Always counter to.
Oh. Sorry. No, this is a friendship issue.
So gullible. I was like, I guess they have legal issues. Okay, so
I was trying to think of a way to pretend it was R. Kelly without being too dark, and I couldn't. My bad.
Whose phone is that?
This one? Mine.
This is mine.
Awesome. How are you guys with the phones? You're using the phone too much?
I hate them. I'm sick of having a brick that people can just interrupt my life with all the time. Stop squawking at me.
Mine's fun because I kept my Pokemon on it and then I've got a Pokemon card I keep behind here.
Yeah.
I'll show it to you.
How are you with yours?
I only got an iPhone last year because I went to Spain and I was worried I'd get lost. Right. And now I'm excited. I've got it in black and white and I've put it in the phone jail. I've got that jail. And
what jail?
You can get this thing and maybe I've got it in my bag.
Oh, you lock it.
You lock it in there. And then he gets released and he comes out again. But
that's smart. Yeah. Do you do that when you're writing?
Sorry? Yeah, and just for life, I try not to look at it too much.
I think I should do that. I need a phone jail.
Because when every time you use this thing, all these scientists who have designed it to make you look at it more. You know, you're versing these guys, and these are smart guys.
Yeah, me versus them.
I'm totally sucked into it. I love my phone.
Yeah,
I would
don't
like to
lock it away.
Less.
It's my baby.
Someone was telling me recently that phones are going to start dating each other. Like two people's phones will be going out and like talking about their owners and stuff.
Was it you? Was it a different part of your own brain that told you that?
No, that's definitely a big theory.
Was it Gact of Andrew?
I do have a really good theory, and we will get to this question. My theory is that the human brain, we do have one, but the thing inside our head is not the brain.
What?
Huh?
Listen to this, Catherine and Helen. So this is a theory that I have.
Right.
So I reckon we've got something in there. But do you know what I mean? Like, you don't carry around your most important thing. Like, the thing, this... Do you know what I mean? Like, so I think we've got something in there. We've got a skull that's protecting something. But really, rich people, they don't have much on them. They've got a really thin wallet. Have you seen a rich person's wallet?
Yeah.
It's like thin. A callback to before you came in. You should see
I was
Catherine's
talking about
wallet.
My wallet. Well, Helen was.
About wallet thickness.
Apparently my wallet's unexpectedly masculine and full.
She's got your dad's wallet.
Oh, right on.
Bulging with loyalty cards.
My dad keeps all his money in a pillow sack. That is quite thick. That
apparently,
is, yeah.
Apparently off-brand.
It's very off-brand.
It's as thick as the Bible.
Where are they leaving their... Where is our brain?
Well, this is my idea, and this is maybe crazy. But do you know... So, first of all, what's in here? So, I think the brain is somewhere, and the goal of our life is to find it. So...
You think we're on a treasure hunt for our own brains?
Yeah. Well,
like the Scarecrow and the Wizard of Oz.
There is. I feel this longing. We're all looking for something, and I think it's our own brains or our own where these
where
thoughts
do you think
are coming.
It is?
No, it's in your skull.
It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not.
What about when they cut it open and then you see that grey mass? What's
I
that?
Think that could be anything.
Mine's green.
I think that a lot of that is fake.
But then how come when they touch or like move or take out parts of the grey mass, your behaviour changes?
I don't think it does. I think you've been listening to the global elite a little too long.
Okay.
I want to tell you, I believe that the brain is connected to the soul and the soul can live outside your body.
Yeah, yeah. So listen to this. Back me up here, Ellen. So there is. Do you ever feel that you're sort of outside of yourself sometimes?
Yes.
Sure, but...
Yes! So, I believe that we are spending our lives trying to find this brain. It is hidden. It could be in a cave. We don't know.
In a cave?
Somewhere, like Plato's cave.
Something like that. I love... You're putting so much into this.
What is Plato's cave? Tell me.
It's when...
It's the illusion of the self and ego and stuff, isn't it?
It comes after the theory of the philosopher ruler. So it's when he's like starting to lose his mind that he thinks that he should be a dictator and be in control of everything. And it's like the idea of yourself being inside of a cave. I got lost. What is it again?
I'll Google it.
No. Seriously. Okay, so first of all, what is in there?
No. It's... No, go for it. I'm getting confused between that and the cat.
Schrodinger's.
And all these phone scientists are outsmarting us. Can you believe it? In the allegory of the cave, a group of people who have lived chained to the wall of a cave all their lives facing a blank wall.
Oh, so that's their accepted reality, despite the fact there's a full reality outside of the cave that they are unaware of, but it does actually technically exist.
Yes, yes,
that was word
yes.
for word exactly what it says.
Fucking yes!
Helen, thank you so much for collaborating on this theorem!
Plato's Republic!
Helen, how did you get that?
Because I read! No one believes
me! No, I know you do, but you got it word for word. That's bizarre.
It wasn't word for word. It was being sarcastic.
Okay, so this is all feeds
into
the
close,
theory.
Right?
So there
that
is
was bang on, yeah.
There is a cave that's got brains in it, and we have to find it. Okay? So
that's what you got from that?
Yeah. Yeah. That tracks. That scans. That's good.
Have you ever been told that you sound sometimes like Donald Trump?
A little bit.
Yeah.
So basically, we are looking for these brains. It's not inside our skull.
And the brain is a reality outside of the cave.
Okay,
we're stuck in our own cave.
Have you noticed we've got two of everything on our head? Two eyes, two nostrils, two ears. We've only got one tongue. Until now, all we always have. I believe we have a second tongue that's really long and also gold that's up inside there. And we're protecting it because it's a key.
Sort of. I think he's being silly.
So no, as soon as we
literally just clicked into this, he's pulling my leg.
No. So that's this long gold, and
there's not a tongue in your head. They would have seen it on a scan, you fucking idiot.
These people are trying to cover this stuff up, the mainstream media. So this it's a long golden tongue that's up inside the skull. If we manage to find our real brain, which could
be
in a cave.
Do you still not have a television?
And once we find it, it's like a key.
I think you should get one.
The comments are going to be people, we love this theory of the real brain, the second brain, the brain.
Please finish it, sorry.
Yeah, I think it's a good theory. So we'll just start from the start just to build up momentum. Yeah. We don't have a brain inside our head. We've got a second tongue. It's long. We're protecting it with the cage that is our skull. We're trying to track down our real brain, which is kept safe inside a cave. We find that, we lick this, our real brain. Suddenly we go to the second level, a.k.a. heaven, a.k.a. paradise.
And have you found it?
No. Always looking, always searching.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I think I'll find it through meditation.
Can you add some music when I talk about my theorem as well, if that's okay?
So just to be very clear, you think we have to keep licking caves till we find our own brain?
Not licking a cave!
No. Let me say, I'm on it, next!
can I just check what kind of music you want? Is there a particular track?
Something, we're talking Lord of the Rings, so maybe something quite like beautiful and a lot of scope, mountains.
Lovely, got it.
Thanks, Andrew.
Got it.
I really appreciate it.
Mount Doom! That's the mountain in Lord of the Rings.
So I'm
Rivendell.
R.
Good.
That's where I.
Good luck, R. Good luck.
Oh yeah, sorry, R.
Well, what's the question?
We haven't heard
it. Yeah,
I just realized people have tried to ask you for advice, and
you also, when I'm doing the story, can you cut to reactions of these guys where they're going like that they love the theory?
Do you want me to AI generate that, or just should we get some like? B-roll?
Yeah, can we just get some? Now?
Get some B-roll. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
What? Yes.
Catherine?
No. No. I don't think so.
I'll cut to old. She'll be in different outfits, but she'll be positive.
Different outfits, different years. You got a friend for a second. We're in a different room.
I texted Helen. I was like, can I say my theory? She's like, yeah, Helen's... I'm Catherine's so excited about it.
You didn't text me that. You called me last night at 10:30.
I was saying,
is the podcast happening? And then you went, like, I'm with my nephew. Can I put him on? He's a really big fan. And then you went like this with your phone. And they went, hi, it's the nephew. And I was like,
Are you guys dating? What's happening? That's very sweet, just
a nice phone call.
We're just chatting.
Are we? No, I would know.
I wouldn't think
would
so.
Would you?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think so? I wouldn't think so. Okay, go on. Sorry.
So our problem is I have quite a small friend group. Really, there's only three of us.
A small garden, but well tended to, we hope.
Mm. However.
So lovely.
That was very beautiful. But R has moved away for uni for the last few years. And they've all kept in contact via a group chat and calls when we can.
Nice.
The issue is that one friend, brackets H, has quite a specific approach to giving advice. And that approach is that he basically doesn't. I understand having healthy boundaries and he is not a qualified therapist. But it's not even just big stuff he doesn't really respond to. Small things don't get his attention either. He offers no advice or really any support. It's that's not good or you will be okay. I think this would be fine if he didn't then expect me and my other friend to essentially provide free therapy, which we are absolutely not qualified to give. We're expected to help him with all of his issues, big and small. And although I have no problem offering a friend advice like this and try my best, it feels like he takes this for granted and doesn't give anything back to us. The issue is amplified by the fact that we can often have a conversation or a call without H bringing up his problems. I feel like there's a misbalance of emotional labour in the friend group. I found myself ignoring the group chat for days at a time or more just because I don't want to face it. I love my friends and they're honestly like a family to me. I know H has a lot on at the moment. I don't want to add to his plate, but I do want to confront and fix this imbalance. What should I do? Thanks,
this
R.
is the yeah. problem with say higher it. Education.
You'll be all right. Next question, please. No.
Never go to uni. This would never have happened because your world would have been smaller and a bit easier.
It is hard because you're like, can this person change? This is a hard one, I think. And it's a really good question as well.
Catherine?
Yeah.
No, hang on. You're not being like, you shouldn't have gone to uni. And you're like, yep, tricky. And then I'm fielding this. Don't be a pair of H's. Come on.
It's so hard because I
am an H though, so I have to say.
Double H's, come on. Let's
yeah,
go.
There's a bit of H marbled through all of us, unfortunately. Yeah. But it's just hard, and this stuff of maybe they are just growing apart, and she's really, this guy is a bit of a, you know, and I know I've got a golden head, but maybe he's a bit of a narcissist, and he isn't really ready to, like, I don't know. It's hard because you kind of like go up to someone and be like, give us advice and be what I want you to be. And
I think you can say to a friend, hey, I'd really love to know your opinion.
Yeah,
on this,
yeah.
And I'd really love to know that you're like hearing what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can say that. But like if they don't, then it's just like maybe H needs a therapist.
Yeah.
It maybe shouldn't. No, but then again, it's nice hearing other people's problems as well.
Hearing them, but you don't want them sticking. I don't know. I feel like he's gone overboard with this stuff.
Yeah.
I think I focus probably on what you're doing rather than what he's not doing. So I think I'd be like inclined to say things like, when you need advice, I take the time to consider what you're saying, listen to you, and then offer as best I can supportive feedback. And I always try to be constructive and I always try to care about what you care about. Then I might say, I feel like when I do the same, it is met with something different. Do you agree? Could we talk about why? And then you can make a decision. If the answer is like, he feels out of his depth, he feels like he doesn't know what to say. If it comes from a place of like, if you sense it comes from a place where he doesn't want to and he doesn't care, then I think you can be like, it's not reasonable for you to expect me to do something that you won't reciprocate.
Maybe in a past life he gave advice and it went really badly. Indeed. And that's how he ended up with the war on terror.
Listen, exactly. What? No.
My thought is that I loved what Catherine just said, and I think you could use that. So get this, clip this, and do a TikTok where you are over. Have you seen people put themselves over a video? Yes. And you're listening to this and you're going... and he will somehow get him to see that. That's what I would do. Like,
duet
with me. Have you seen
me?
Ones where they're like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then pointing up at Catherine, you're like, so she's saying that stuff and you're gone.
I actually really like that.
It's not a bad idea.
Listen, I don't hate it. But I also was going to say that if it comes from a place where you think he doesn't care, I think you can at least set a boundary where you're going to say, like, okay, fine, I won't be able to do that for you. But if it comes from a place where he's feeling like it's inappropriate to comment on things for you and he doesn't see the disparity, then maybe you can open that conversation and invite him to. Because I will say there are contexts where, like, it feels difficult to give advice if you don't have the lived experience. So, like it would be very tricky for me to give advice on how... Well, I was going to say, it's very tricky for me to give advice to people about not being a serial monogamist when... That's all I do. I can't whistle. But it is all I do. Like, being single is, like, not a place that I can massively give loads of advice on. And so I sometimes will just try to not... To, like, shut up because...
Yeah, that's why we balance each other, I guess.
But do you know what I mean?
Like, I think friendship over.
It is a hard one because he needs to be, like... Because we're all steering the ship, but there's other spaceships in the solar system and he needs to look out the window and see these other people flying around, if he can. Please do that.
Have you been watching that documentary on Discovery Plus as well?
No.
Oh, no, me neither. It's proven.
What is it?
The aliens are out there.
Oh, they are. Of course they
are. But they're here and they're watching us now.
Really?
Underground. Everyone was always looking up. You've got to look down.
I really...
Any more problems, Andrew? Do you think that's
can I
helpful?
Just... Oh, sorry, Catherine. I really want to collaborate with an alien.
I do! Tell you what, I'd go on a flight to Arizona, honey, and start digging.
It's like digging.
Start digging.
Yeah, down, apparently. That's where they are.
Are they sort of worm?
Start looking down.
They would be worm-like.
They're buried into the earth.
Burrowed.
I'll go with you if you want. I'd love to go to Arizona.
We could go on a great road trip.
I'd love to see you
guys. I can't drive, can
trip.
You? Never mind.
Can you not drive?
No.
That fits. Okay.
We tried. That was a nice idea, though.
It's very stressful. I would recommend not learning.
I asked Sunil earlier this week, I was like, would you take me to Dollywood? And he went, no, and then walked away. It was awful.
Dollywood.
Yeah, it's in Tennessee.
I know what that
is.
In
Pigeon Forge.
Oh, Dolly Parton.
Yeah,
themed,
it's quite far
yeah.
away. You kind of need a car to get there.
I've been. It's nice. Let's have one more problem, please.
Let's do two more.
No, we don't have time because we have Nathan Fode coming
Oh,
in.
Are you serious? I know Nathan Fode.
I know you know Nathan Fode.
Does he know I'm going to be in?
I don't know if he knows that you're going to be here like this. You guys can do a little handshake before
Can we do it? Can I trick him or prank him?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Nice.
You want to hide behind the curtains?
Yeah, can I actually do that?
Yeah.
That would be so funny. I would actually love to do that.
That would be amazing. Oh my God, if you hide in there and then, oh, while he's on camera. Yes.
We
can
be the new Ellen.
Can we actually do that?
Yes, we have to.
That would be so funny. Because you know what I could do? I could make a sound like I go, and he goes, what is that? And then I could.
Yes. Okay, like Helen in the back of a
I do know him pretty well. We were in a sitcom together. Okay.
Sorry, Sam. Obviously, well, congratulations on Taskmaster. Where can people find you?
Oh, just where? Yeah, just around. Yeah,
we'll just tag clips, stuff.
YouTube. Yeah, YouTube.
YouTube specifically. Yeah, that's your advice. Okay. Your
thanks
choice.
So much for having me on. I'm a big fan of you guys.
Oh my God! Thank you for coming.
I love
on.
You, Sam Cambini.
We like you a lot, Sam Campbell.
Oh, no, you say nice. Love because love people like to hear that.
I think people find it weird when they don't know you.
And imagine you say all this stuff. And I start hovering.
Oh. I love you.
Thank you for coming in.
Uh-oh. Thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been very professional.
Yeah.
Good job.
You guys really rock.
Aw, so do you.
Hardcore.
My brother, I brought my brother to see Sam at a gig, and indeed Brittany, when my brother was over from Dublin in London, and charmed. My brother was charmed and has bought tickets to Sam Campbell's Dublin show on the basis of that. He's very excited. So go see Sam in Dublin. If you're Irish, you'll enjoy his comedy.
Bring your brother, and remember, no nephews.
Yay! I'm going to bring my brother.
Are you?
You'll love Ted.
Yeah,
you'll
like
love
you.
Him.
I like
He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
And hey, I know this is like all come in and do the podcast and all this stuff, but I'd love to get a meal with you guys one day.
We'd love that.
Loser. I will not be
That's
coming
not.
To a meal.
Yes, you will.
What the hell?
Why?
We could have a meal.
Lame.
Why can't
Lame.
We have a meal? I'd
love I was kidding. Just because they're filming, I said that as if I'd have a fucking meal with you. I'd rather fucking die.
And Catherine got so excited.
I'll have a fucking meal with my mate.
I just thought it'd be nice.
Okay, let's do the picture quickly. Why are we fucking around?
Yeah, we gotta get ready for this prank. Welcome to the Executive Lounge. We have a new guest today. First, we'd like to say thank you to Guy Goodman, Simon Moores, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Deakin, Oliver Jacob, Anthony Conway, Matthew Thomas, and today's new and special guest, Madeline Quinn. Welcome to the lounge, Madeline. Thank you all for your service and support.
To the lounge, to our producers. You're not in the executive. You're in a lounge. You're in a lounge, but it's not like okay.
You're in a sitting room.
Thank you. You're in. You know what? It's another lounge, and you're having a lovely time. Richard Bicknell, L. Richard Bold, Neil Redman, Victoria Hutchinson, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker. Oh my God, Tim and Dom. I wonder if I'll see them this at Birmingham. I must do. I must. Please come. David Walker, Rachel R., Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Sarah Molly, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Rachel Page, Helen A., Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Amy O'Riordan, Abby Wharf, Key Webb, Matt Sims, Luke Bright, Leah, Kate, Spencer, Tristan, Liz Fort, Taz, Chloe, Becky Fotz, Emily G. This is amazing. The list is getting longer, but it's a lot
it's
more
so
for me.
It's so nice. Thank you so much.
Dean Michael, Glennis Wood, Stephanie Catlaccia, Sophie Chivers, Mark Anthony, Carrie Sooth. We've
what
never
is wrong with you?
Sooth.
We have figured it.
I know, but I know memory. Charlie A. Thank you to you all.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.